You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of What's the Fuzz? Whether you're a new listener or old listener, it's great to have you on board. Like the announcer guy said, I'm your host, Reiner, this time joined by a guest in the UK. Keep in mind, this episode was recorded sometime in late January, so any mention of COVID-19 statistics or otherwise are restricted to that frame of reference. Speaking of COVID-19, I feel the need to remind you guys to keep washing your hands and wearing masks out there. The pandemic is far from over, and even if you have gotten your vaccine, it's better to be safe than sorry. I want to make sure that I see you guys at Howlfest someday after all. Shoutouts to Chessie for doing her best out there, keeping everybody informed about COVID-19 vaccines. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Prejudice, the UK, and Intel in this episode of What's the Fuzz? And tonight, I'm sitting down with Kai, the drossum with the drip, being the head of Barcade Furs and Intel, a new furry app said to outlive all the rest. Be sure you catch them over on Twitter at Kai Drossum, and I'll be linking their other projects in the show notes below. So check them out after this episode. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Kai. I'm hella excited to get to chat with you, the official CEO of Intel. Before we get into anything else, I'm going to throw you an icebreaker question. You ready for it?
Sure thing.
Awesome. So if you had the option, would you become your persona for a day with the caveat that it was an absolutely excruciating and painful transformation?
Ooh. Oh, but that's on the basis there are other furries out there. Because if it's just me, then I've got the excruciating transformation and then the excruciating experimentation that will happen on me from the deep state. So, yeah.
Okay, let's say there's at least two other furries.
Yeah,
let's say there's two.
Yeah, yes, all right. I could start a YouTube vlog. I could be like, yo, I turned into a furry. I could become literal Mr. Beast. I could become literal Mr. Beast. I could be like, yo, I could do some guest appearances, you know, start a film career. Never know.
Yeah, you know, so you'd automatically be capitalizing off of it, like from the get-go.
Capitalism put me in this position, not myself.
All right. That's a pretty good answer as of any. So let's get into the actual stuff here.
Yeah.
So to get started, the listeners out there would love to know a little bit more about you. So where are you from? Yeah. How old are you? What are your pronouns? What's your ethnicity? And how would you describe your sexuality / gender identity, if you're okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, let's go for it. It's the full Monty. So I'm Kai. I'm from London, United Kingdom. So probably well across the pond from the rest of the people you've spoken to. Mm-hmm. I'm 19 and I use they, them pronouns. And I am pansexual, although all of that is up in the air because, you know, lockdown be getting you kind of thinking like that, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Way too much thinking out there.
Yeah. It's
too
just,
little brain power.
You're stuck inside. You're stuck inside. So all you have to do is just really just think. That's it, really.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole they-them thing, I think that you went super firm on that, like, sometime last year, wasn't it?
Sometime last year, I really sat down on it, and I knew that I didn't really work off the binary, like, for a good while, but I always thought, and that's the same with me with a lot of things, I always feel like it applies to other people, but not to me. I never apply these things to myself enough, because I noticed that I never really sat down and, you know, looked introspectively at myself, and I thought, I just looked introspectively at myself, is this really what I want to identify with as? Like, I remember I was looking in the mirror and I was getting really frustrated about facial hair. I was getting really frustrated about certain things, the way I dressed, the clothes I had to wear. And really people using really gendered terms towards me just always made me feel this weird discomfort. And I thought it was just me being weird, or, you know, I used to have this, I had this really toxic view of, oh, it must be because I've been hanging around with so much people online. And, you know, no, I sat on it. And actually, no, I realized that removing that binary just made me feel so much more comfortable. I dress how I want to dress. I am addressed in a much more pleasant way. I just feel more comfortable. I don't feel like I have to pour myself into a mold, if you get what I mean. Mm-hmm. I can be more myself. And I think that's so important for my confidence and what I do. And I'm very fortunate that me being a kind of campaigner, you know, I like to run my events. I like to work on my projects. I'm doing a lot of presentation. I'm doing a lot of, you know, I'm representing people. I'm doing a lot of presentation. I'm very lucky that I'm doing this in areas where I can be accepted by those and not have to be, you know, again, poured into a mold. I can present things how I want to be seen. And I believe that's what was really important. And that's one thing I thought about. And when I came out, the support and people talking to me about it, it was just so correct. It just felt so right. And I've never looked back.
Damn, that is actually pretty inspiring, because, you know, you just kind of figured out that it just wasn't for you at the end of the day, and that you wanted to figure out your own thing. And now people actually like have someone to look to, like, hey, this is what it looks like when someone's enjoying life, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And I honestly have no regrets. And it's one of the best decisions I made.
Hell yeah, right on. So what exactly is your main OC, and how do you feel you express yourself through them?
So Kai is my main OC, I'm going to be honest, Kai as an OC has kind of evolved with me. A lot stayed the same, but a lot's changed, and I just wanted to create a, is anarchic a word? And what's like the thing for anarchy? I just kind of wanted to create a OC that was, you know, that had a lot of anarchy vibes, that had a lot of anarchy vibes to it, that was kind of chaotic, that was
punk
kind of chaotic,
rock,
evil.
Fuck you kind of vibes.
Kind of, but rather than punk rock, just kind of like very, I hate the term urban, but it's kind of, you know, I get the whole thing, like kind of like neo-punk and kind of like neopunk aesthetic, you know, lots of anarchy vibes. And what I did was I took the fierceness of a dragon, and then I mixed it with the kind of the, you know, the typical furry joke of possums being, you know, deep rooted in the left wing.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah, you know, like you look on Twitter and you see like loads of possum, like it is so easy to look on Twitter and just see how most possums are like aggressively left wing.
Wow.
Because
that's awesome.
or just trash creatures. And I just felt that was me, like the fierceness of a dragon plus the chaos of a possum. I just chucked it in the blender. I went to an artist and I was like, can you blend the two together? I can't even remember who it was. This was so long ago. And I will make it really clear once I go back and find it, because this was a while ago. I remember I went to some random artist and I was just chuck them together. And I was like, okay. And out came this sketch of some dragon with like a dragon that had an opossum snout and spikes down the back. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. And it went through lots of different iterations and lots of different tweaks, and I was honestly it was just so impressive that I just stuck with it, and I believe that I could associate with it a lot. And I went through a couple of iterations, even with the suit as well. I remember I got the first suit of Kai done in 2019. I got the first iteration of Kai done in 2019, but the project was just had a, it had a, that was a project which had a numerous amount of delays from the maker, and just some kind of disagreement with the first maker at the time led to me not only decommissioning that suit, but also tweaking my character a bit more. And I finally got an iteration which I was really happy with, which is my current one, which is off a base that I built with a friend. And then my friend foam casted and then turned into my current character. Of course, this had to happen and lockdown had to keep happening, so I haven't actually had the chance to fully properly model it. But my current suit of Kai, my persona, is the most comfortable I felt suiting ever. And I'm just so lucky to be able to have that character to perform as.